Hey guys, you're watching Phone Arena's in-depth video review of the LG Neon 2, which is available through AT&T for the contract price of $29.99, and it's a follow-up to the original device released last year, and of course it follows similarly with its messaging form factor. The design of the LG Neon 2 is pretty similar to the original with its all-plastic construction. It does make the handset feel rather cheap, and on top of that, we do notice sometimes that it scratches easily. There's a lot of design elements used with this one that are found with the original, and on top of that, it's decently sized, it's not too bulky at all. The Neon 2 features a 2.4-inch QVGA touchscreen that's 240 by 320 pixels and support for 262,000 colors. And we have to say, for its screen size, it does a great job in displaying the smallest of text. Colors look pretty accurate too. Unfortunately, when you're using it in outdoor conditions, you're going to need to shield it away from the sun so you can see what's on screen. Right below the touchscreen, you have the soft keys here. You got to really press them down to activate them. Dedicated buttons that are circular in size also have good feedback to them. You have one. You have the dedicated keypad here, so the only time you're going to use the touchscreen is when you're typing up a phone number, and that's it. You have a joystick here that goes in every direction. It's illuminated with various colors for notifications, and you can press it down to make a selection. On the left-hand side, you have the volume rocker, 3.5mm headset jack. On the right side, you have the shutter key, the task menu, the micro SD card slot. On the top, you simply have the micro USB port. And back, you have the 2-megapixel camera with the self-portrait mirror. And when you remove the back cover, it gives you access to the battery and the SIM card slot. The keyboard design is pretty similar to the original just because the buttons are circular in size. They're a little bit flush to the surface, so it makes it rather difficult to feel them out with your finger. But luckily, they do offer a pretty tactile response when pressed. You have a directional pad right here on the right side. And the only annoyance that we found is that if you're typing up a symbol or character, you gotta press down the function key once and do it. You just can't simply hold down the function key and do multiple characters. The interface on the LG Neon 2 is your straightforward one, since the only personalization options you have with the home screen is just changing the wallpaper, but it'll display the time and also date. When you get to the main menu, it's arranged in a grid-like form, so it's pretty much simple, and we didn't have any issues as far as navigating around it. The messaging experience is a little bit awkward just because of the fact that when you're typing up a message, you simply can't just type in all caps by holding down the shift key or typing a bunch of characters consecutively by holding down the function key. You gotta press it once. Aside from that, you also have the ability to do Instant Messenger. You'll have AOL Instant Messenger, Windows Live, and Yahoo. And of course, it has a mobile email that's a bit typical of any AT&T phones out there. You just simply need your username and password, and that should be it. If you're into social networking, you'll be happy to find that AT&T SocialNet's on here. So basically, it's a hub for all your social networking accounts from Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and even some RSS feeds. So it basically aggregates a lot of status updates into one centralized area. Web browsing isn't the best just because it took a little bit of time loading up our site. Although it does look like it has some smooth scrolling, it's just a little bit awkward navigating with the joystick. And on top of that, the only other annoyance that we found is that in order to type in a URL, you gotta go back to the home page. It's hard to imagine that some handsets out there have problems with just playing some low resolution videos, and the Neon 2 is just that device. We have the video here encoded in MPEG-4, 320 by 240 resolution. Unfortunately, the audio does not sync up with the video playing, and there's a noticeable choppiness to it. We definitely like the music player on the Neon 2 just because it provides for some visualizations, as you could tell from what's on screen, and even the changing of colors with the joystick. As far as the volume from the speaker, it's pretty strong, very sharp, but you definitely notice that it kind of strains at the loudest volume. Don't expect too much out of the 2-megapixel camera on the Neon 2 just because the images it produces in outdoor conditions were generally underexposed looking, which tended to leave the shots looking rather dark, and colors were also on the bland side. When you use it indoors though, you definitely notice a little bit more fuzziness with the images. As for video recording, you're probably going to be limited to using it for MMS usage just because it has a maximum shooting resolution of 320 by 240 and a capture rate of 14 frames per second. So it's not going to exhibit the best quality, and also it's going to have a slightly jerky look to it. The only time you'll be using the touchscreen is just to make a phone call. As far as voice quality with the handset, the earpiece does produce some decent tones or strong ones, but there is a noticeable background noise and static on our end, with voices sounding a little bit choppy. On our caller's end, they said that they heard a little bit of an echo to it. When we switched to using the speakerphone though, it did produce some strong tones, but at the same time, it was a little bit muffled. Battery life on the handset's pretty average. We managed to get a talk time at 5 hours and 45 minutes when the manufacturer has it rated for 4 hours. And on top of that, the signal strength is pretty solid. We didn't have any issues as far as dropped calls. Although it's an inexpensive solution, the handset doesn't really play to the strengths of text messengers out there, just because of the annoyance that we found when trying to type up all caps, characters, or even symbols. Aside from that, some people might overlook its, less tasteful design, seeing that it follows similarly to the previous handset, but might be fitting just because it's $29.99 on contract. So if you'd like to learn more about the LG Neon 2, or for all the latest cell phone reviews, new specs, and information, you can check us out at phonearena.com.